You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Democritus is rolling in his grave. Election 2020.
So, with our election coverage this week, we're going to be looking at some rainbow law. Now, previously, the Wednesday host, Bronnie Wild, has looked at the rainbow law tool that you can use online. And I'm just going to be going over some of the laws that have been covered in it so far. So, with the election coming up this weekend, there is a lot of policy to unpack from each party. Luckily, there are a number of resources out there to help you decide who you want to vote for. As it is Human Issues Week, today we're going to be briefly going over these rainbow policies, which are available on rainbowelection2020.org.nz. Now, firstly, it should be noted that not all of the political parties in New Zealand have released rainbow policy, with Labour, the Greens, Opportunity Party, the Opportunities Party, and the New Conservatives being the only ones who have released any policy. So let's get started. So within health, the ban of unnecessary medical interventions on intersex infants and improving mental health services for the rainbow community have been supported by the Greens, Labour and TOP. However, the New Conservatives have opposed mental health and have not developed any policy on the ban of medical interventions. Now, both the Greens and TOP support the donation of blood from men who have had sex with other men. However, no other parties have developed any policy surrounding this. And finally, within health, when it comes to creating standard policy surrounding gender-affirming healthcare in DHBs, the Greens have stated they are supportive. TOP is conditional, and the New Conservatives have opposed it. Now, moving on to education. While there isn't a huge amount of rainbow policy surrounding education, both TOP, Labour and the Greens have all supported the creation of inclusive health and sex education, as well as rainbow safety policies, while the New Conservatives have opposed both. And when it comes to community policy, we've seen the same pattern. TOP, Labour and the Greens have all supported plans to end rainbow youth homelessness, sexual violence in the rainbow community, as well as supporting trans prisoners, while the New Conservatives have either opposed or do not have policy on this range of areas. And finally, when it comes to legal representation, there is full support from the Greens across the board and TOP. However, TOP are conditional in some areas. Labour are also widely supportive, however do not have any policies recognising non-monogamous relationships or rainbow immigration. It should also be noted that both ACT and the New Conservatives have opposed protection for hate speech against the rainbow community. And that's our report on the rainbow law that you will be voting on come this Saturday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.